Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
With Ken Laird and Chris Curtis on WEEI.
All right, back in the friendly confines. I'll tell you this, though, Curtis. James is out. I mean, he bullied me at the end of last week's show, and there will be no Steve Belichick situation here. I can tell you that right this second.
I have to say, it sucked that it was at the end and people may have missed it, but A-plus line from you. I'll take on all the Curtises here. That was great. I was laughing. He loves
John's
your Honda.
John's on my side. That's about it.
Yeah, and John. Maria, too. But Kim is always... Actually, yeah, but Kim's never been on my side, so that's fair. Okay. Either way.
Next week, Kim and Ken.
Kim and Ken. I hope you like hearing about Kim.
Jeez, wow. It's the holiday season. Would you make up with your sister?
I would love to. Either way, what a tremendous week. Just an unbelievable.
Some good, some bad. Some good, some bad.
If anyone ever again tries to say Boston's a tough town, like the media, I don't know what's happened. It's just blatant capitulation.
I am surprised at the reaction to Bill. And first off, you and Costos very hot yesterday, too. People were very happy calling Costos a winner for the man-on-man Belichick debate on 9:30 yesterday on the Greg Hill Show.
He had more energy than I did. I'll give him that.
But he was definitely ready to go.
When it comes to, I mean, it's one of the dumbest things you could say, but there's a million reasons why. If you believe what Costos believed, why did he never create another one?
We're talking about Belichick, of course, and going to North Carolina, and Costos trying to get you in what you believe Bill's the greatest of all time, and you give him no credit, catch you in a conundrum.
Well, it's not really a conundrum. Do you think Phil Jackson knows more basketball than any man that ever lived?
No.
Okay, but he's widely discussed as one of the greatest coaches in basketball history.
Mm-hmm.
He happened to coach Kobe, Shaq, and Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
So... if Phil Jackson never coached those guys, I don't know what he would have done. But the way in which the people here discuss...
He has a great name, too, Zen Master.
Right, I mean...
I mean, the hoodie's pretty good, but he's no Zen Master.
And he also had a job for perpetuity. Whenever he wanted to coach, somebody gave him $20 million, whereas Bill Belichick is in the ACC today.
Do you think in Chicago they still talk about Phil Jackson and like his legacy? And...
No, they talk about Jordan.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. Chicago's kind of a lawless swamp right now. But in general, I would say that Michael Jordan, Tom Brady, Tiger Woods, you know, those are the Babe Ruth. That's the world.
It is interesting, though, to bring up Phil, that comp, which I feel like we're back in COVID years, and we're talking about the Bulls and the comparisons. But he has been out of the game since 2011. He's not that much older than Bill. He's 79.
Not that much older. That's 7 years older.
Yeah, 7 years older, but still, that's 14 years ago. Bill's still going at an old age. I don't know how to frame that in his whole history of his legacy, because 72 is not that old anymore in the modern era, but you can kind of make an excuse for Bill that he's just got old and he's
just got a joie de vivre. You can just see his love, his lust for life.
He has that back.
I would say this, though, very simply.
Before we get deep into this, can we have some featured opens for the show, a produced open for the show, which I would like to get to right now. Go ahead there, Zach.
It's Off the Bat on the Ken and Curtis Show on WEEI.
I like it. Right off the bat this morning, Bill Belichick to North Carolina. Curtis, your thoughts?
I would say it is a shocking. There's no other way to describe it. Shocking.
It is shocking. It was stunning. It was stunning that it wasn't a ruse.
This was my word of the week
from last week.
I'm back on yesterday. The way in which the contract has been created, or whatever you would say, the stipulations, the buyouts, the parameters of the deal.
Shime has the full details on those.
Oh, my
you
God.
Want them.
That was a sweat. Anyway, and so the face that Greg gets when he's been corrected and he knows he's still right is one of the great things to look at 6 in the morning. But this can't be it. I will not allow myself to believe that.
Well, I thought the same thing after seeing the buyout. Referencing the $1 million buyout.
As of June.
So he could coach in the NFL again. He better for his sake, because this definitely dings his legacy. And maybe I capitulated too soon. Perhaps I was too rash in bowing to you and your greatness and deferring to you as a winner in the Brady versus Bill.
Either way, I mean, the spin job by Wiggy and Greg, like, if he wins at North Carolina, it's more impressive than Brady. It's just so sad. But it is.
He wins a national title, they're right.
Great. I'll go back to one thing. Last week I said it was the second biggest win in football history after the Butler interception in Super Bowl 49 when Brady won on his own. I don't know. When it comes to Boston sports history, that may be the single most, especially in Boston football history, the single biggest moment in terms of defining and redefining relationships and legacies. Because
what is?
When Brady won with Tampa.
Oh, in the COVID year?
No, work through it, okay?
Good.
You're supposed to listen.
Go ahead.
Listen. The medium. So Tom Brady winning. So Tom Brady leaves. Bill says, I don't want to give him this money. Robert sides with Bill. We all know the history.
Yeah.
So, but what happened was, after Brady won, when Bill, I'm sure, knew this was going to be a longer rebuild, he was just patching it up in 2020, it immediately threw a massive wrench in the relationship of Kraft and Bill. So Tom had left. He's not coming back.
Right.
And then what that created was this dynamic that became unworkable, untenable, past the point of no return.
Because Kraft regretted it pretty quickly.
Right. So
it took a year. It took 1 year.
But so what you had was, you had that offseason, Kraft says, here's $250 million. You believe Kraft said you're taking a quarterback.
Correction. That probably took 2 years because they did make a playoff game.
No, but that's not.
And Kraft was probably hanging on up until 2022.
After Tom won.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick's door was made ajar into the football department by the owner.
It was collaborative.
It was. You said that Robert Kraft drafted Mac Jones.
Yes, he did.
Okay. So that is a massive. That's a reaction.
Yeah.
To Tom leaving and winning a Super Bowl.
It's a reaction to Bill drafting poorly putting the team
work
in
with
jeopardy.
Me, Ken. Do you believe if Brady missed the playoffs in his first year in Tampa that they'd spend $250 million and draft Mac Jones?
Your point is well taken. Brady's success definitely fueled Robert Kraft's actions.
It fueled the demise of the relationship that was the remaining relationship that was the whole thing.
Right.
And so,
but he should have been mad at himself.
I'm not saying it's logical. I'm just saying that win single-handedly caused what we witnessed this last year. which is that Robert and Bill no longer were on the same team.
Right.
And that that Robert regretted losing Tom and then lost Bill, and now he's where he is.
Man, I mean, because that's the thing about this week. What the big takeaway from the week is probably, I will grant you, Brady won in right. the sense that it looks like Bill can't win without Brady. That's what it looks like.
That's just the factual statement.
I mean, not really, because Wiggy and Ty Law and others claim that Bledsoe would have won that year, even if Brady had not come back. Everybody believes
5-13. He was 5 of 6 losing seasons to start as a head coach, on his way to 6 of 7, 0-2, losing to the Bengals and the Jets in weeks 1 and 2 of the 2001 season.
But shouldn't the number one takeaway from the week go back to 2019 and Kraft's decision? Shouldn't it really point out to Robert, boy, you chose poorly. You know, this you chose wrong.
But
he had a choice to make and he chose the wrong guy.
And this is why just saying what you were thinking and being direct and transparent benefits everyone. Because it's a legitimately good point. What did Aaron Rodgers look like this year?
Mud.
And he's 40, right? Mm-hmm. So,
well, he's like 48 in ayahuasca years.
I mean, in douche years. But if you have Tom Brady at the age of, what was he, 43 at that time?
How do you not know that?
So 42, 43 years old. And you're given this impasse with these two most powerful members of your team. Mm-hmm. It makes sense to think the coach will age and perform better than the athlete.
Yeah, and right. I agreed with Kraft.
What I'm saying is it's a mistake, but it's not one that was made with malintentions. Like, it was, he did a calculus.
But it was a horrific mistake. I mean, even I have to admit, Bill fell off the cliff. Bill sabotaged Mac. Bill drafted poorly. Bill put them in the situation they're in. They're winning 3 games this year because of Bill's actions. Everything we see around us is Bill's fault.
Everything you see and why Bill Belichick landed in North Carolina is the reason he's not in the NFL. You know, there's a great scene in Good Will Hunting where Robin Williams and Matt Damon are talking about the people that challenge Will. And he mentions all these, he's like Socrates and, you know, all these philosophers and all this. And Robin Williams says, you know, yeah, they're all dead. The only people around you will take a bullet for you. You need to challenge yourself. You need to get out of your comfort zone. And what Bill Belichick refuses to do is accept. He hasn't changed at all since Tom left.
Do you, in a sneaky way, respect this decision to at least admit the NFL is not
Did you read there? The Wickersham piece?
Well, that was just
By pathetic. The way, anybody who says Wickersham and Bill weren't colluding, I mean, talk about
Oh, that's written by Lombardi.
I mean, it is I thought Bill hated that. I thought Patriots fans defended the wall, and now Wickersham's on the wall. Like, the way in which Patriots fans are so butthurt. Look at the way Bill Belichick exists. It is to surround himself with people that are completely indebted to him because he's terrified of a real confrontation.
What is your big takeaway from Belichick going back to college? 617-779-7937 to either call or text the new one-stop shop for calling and texting. It's the Ken and Curtis Show here with you until noon. Curtis is on the coast, but did not see a drone, correct? Did not leave the building last night. No updates there.
What do you think? What's your theory?
I don't even believe it. I guess I need to see it with my own eyes. There are enough people reporting it, but the paranoia has set in. So now I just think it's like snowballing upon itself.
The crazy theory I saw was that they were trying to find that there's a concern that a nuclear, like, have you seen, is it Sum of All Fears?
Yeah, a long time ago.
In Baltimore, they're at the football game and they get told that there's a nuclear bomb that's arrived at the harbor, that there's some concern that in advance of the inauguration, a foreign power has somehow hidden a nuclear warhead on the eastern seaboard, and that's what these drones are seeking to find. Well, or it could just be aliens.
Fiction becoming reality.
I think people are just pumped about the Garrett Crochet acquisition.
Well, we'll get to that.
Aliens are here.
We will get to it. And, of course, the sad story of Randy Moss, which kind of broke last night, and great news that he's beaten cancer, per his own words, but obviously a tough thing he's going through. So
cancer sucks.
It does indeed. All right, Jack Coe's got all the details of everything going on, and there's a lot. And we'll get back to your thoughts on Bill next.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Bruins' five-game West Coast swing continues tonight in Vancouver as they take on the Canucks. Bees looking to snap this mini two-game losing streak to start the trip. Puck drop from Rogers Arena set for 10 p.m. Day off for the Celtics today as they head down to the nation's capital for a matchup with the Wizards tomorrow. Tip-off set for 6 p.m. Patriots return from their bye week and head out west to Arizona to take on Kyler Murray and the Cardinals. Rookie wide receiver Javon Baker has already been ruled out with a concussion, while safety Kyle Duggar, corner Christian Gonzalez, and defensive tackle Christian Barmore are among those listed as questionable. Kickoff from State Farm Stadium set for 4:25 tomorrow afternoon. Hot stove rolls on in Major League Baseball. A pair of blockbuster trades going down yesterday as the Yankees acquire all-star closer Devin Williams from the Brewers, and the Cubs acquire all-star outfielder Kyle Tucker from the Astros. As for the Red Sox, Alex Speer reporting that they're still in the market for starting pitching, even after acquiring Garrett Crochet from the White Sox earlier in the week. Speaking of Crochet, he met with the media via Zoom yesterday, and here's what he had to say about pitching at Fenway Park.
It's an electric atmosphere, and it's fans that are knowledgeable about baseball, and not every fan base can say that.
It's Army-Navy week in college football as the 11-1, 22nd-ranked Black Knights take on the Midshipmen from the home of the Washington Commanders, Northwest Stadium. Don't forget, you can hear Westwood One's coverage of that game right here on WEEI starting at 2 p.m. My name is Zach Coe, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com. More Ken and Curtis coming up after this.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go.
Wherever you go.
Just download the Odyssey app.
We're right back to it. Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
If you look at the players we had in the NFL, Tom Brady was a fourth string quarterback his rookie year. He didn't exactly come in as, you know, with any play time at all. You know, Gronkowski, he, you know, didn't do too much his rookie year. Julian Edelman played quarterback in college. Then he was a wide receiver, then he was a punt returner. So developing players is, you know, something that Michael and I believe strongly in.
Belichick referencing the past and his present and future North Carolina press conference. And Teddy Swims, by the way, tonight at Agganis for our sister station Mix 104.1, Curtis, the big Deck the Hall ball. Are you headed down there for Teddy? You and
yeah,
James?
I'm actually going to be tailgating.
Oh, good. Hold the tailgate. James has to be a hearty young lad to be out there. This
would be when we would say, ooh, what road do you want? Easier? Who do you want in week two of the playoffs? Divisional weekend, is it Saturday night?
It is depressing, isn't it? What a lost year. I mean, you don't even want them to win. You kind of want them to win the last four games, but not really.
I have to say, it is a... I'm grateful. I knew we would never get back to what we witnessed because it had never happened before. But the Patriots never won 12 games without number 12, and before or after. And I said the Patriots would be like the Bulls of the 90s. And I may have undersold it. You watch how important yes men are to both Robert and Bill, which was the demise of their relationship because neither kissed the other's ass, and they both have a massive need of ass-kissing in order to survive. And you sit here and you watch it, and it's like, where does winning fit into this? You know, I know Robert wants to go to the Hall of Fame, and, you know, I sit back, and it's offensive to me.
Well, they have $132 million in cap space. They can turn this quickly.
If not for Wick and his 2% stake, where are we right now?
Drake May throwing to T. Higgins and Travis Hunter. That is 6 months away. The Heisman Trophy winner tonight. Tonight.
And I have a new rule. We are not doing draft talk until the season's over, because then it's already 3 months.
Well, no, I want to do a little draft talk today. Can we talk about Travis Hunter today?
Can we talk about how wrong I was about Marvin Harrison Jr. as the Patriots get ready to take on the Cardinals?
Wow. Rare admission of swing and a miss by you.
Oh, massive swing. I say I'm wrong all the time. People just don't hear it.
Can we go to the text line before the phones? 617-779-7937. 978 texter, Bill might as well have gone to UMass. He's been exposed as a fraud. You all thought he would be in high demand for NFL teams. Boston fans are delusional. Obviously not a Boston fan checking in there.
You know, my favorite thing is how many times on the Greg Hill Show during They Said It, we've heard from Kyle Shanahan or Boomer or massive NFL guy du jour say, the league is better with Bill Belichick in it. He is a genius. They all have an opportunity for two coaching cycles, and they say, we'll pass.
Yeah, but did you see Jerry Jones go out of his way at his press conference this week to, like, praise Bill right after talking McCarthy? And
what,
I'm thinking,
what happened? What happened this week?
So you think he did him a solid?
He got a job out of the NFL, so you can sing his praises without being pressured to hire him.
If I'm Bill, I would have just, and I guess Jerry must have told him we're not firing McCarthy this year. Could that have been it? I need another
that
year.
Would be the biggest, like, that would be like you saying you can't get an extension. We're bringing Loro back.
I love Loro. Leave Loro alone. 860 texter, leave Bill alone. Just like trashing Francona when he left. There is kind of that sentiment. This isn't fake, though.
This isn't personal. This isn't, there's nothing unseemly about Bill Belichick. We all see the unseemly. It's just a reaction to the reality.
Well, there have been some personal shots at his girlfriend, for sure. I mean, there have been some personal shots.
But that's not done by the organization. No, but
this texter is talking about us, the media, fans,
totally
whatever.
Different. Yeah. Totally different. When Francona was fired, the Holler piece was a abject
a hitch,
disgrace.
Hitch up. Yeah.
And so we all believed Lucchino at least had a role in it, rest in peace, and that is where the animus came from.
But aren't you surprised in the last couple days, the defenders of Bill have been very vocal, like praising him. This is a good thing. This is a win for him. Good for Bill. He's going to go there and have success. I think trying to stick up for him more so than I thought they would, because my first reaction was, this is unbelievable. This
because
is
you're
stunning.
Not, because
the NFL
you,
doesn't want him.
Because you're impartial. Like, your reaction was, this is an unbelievable disgrace.
I could not believe. If you told me 2 years ago he's not getting another job in the NFL, that's crazy. That means Shula wins. Don Shula, rest in peace, is laughing somewhere.
I when the news was trickling out, actually, the moment I nearly took my pants off was Monday morning. We were here Monday, right? Yes. We were here Monday, and Mike Reese went on Brand X and said that he believes Bill Belichick will take the North Carolina job. And I was like, I was telling Jackson, like, can we hear this? Like, I
thought it was a total work.
I thought, and then I text Zoe, and he says, yep. And I would have been more shocked to see you walk in with a big head of curly hair. It was just unbelievable to me that it's not even the best job in the ACC.
Yeah, well, what's the best job? Clemson?
Yes.
Yeah, but
he's the second highest paid coach.
But it's
in
actually
the ACC.
Perfect if you're going to go somewhere where full control and you're on the coast. I mean, it's a nice campus. There is some history.
Okay.
He can bring up LT.
It's
not a bad job. Certainly not the worst job in the ACC.
Okay. Listen. It is not the best job.
It's not an SEC job.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. No, it's
Ole Miss would be a better job.
All right. To the phones we go. Al, who must be just down the road in Brighton, where we are. Hello, Al. Good morning.
Hey. Good morning. Yeah. I'm loving the show. So I love the comparison to the Bulls because you must not be from New England, or you're either, your eyes are open, because Mike Tomlin is way better of a coach than Bill Belichick.
Oh, come on.
all right, think about it. Tom Brady, what did he say, 12 games? No 12 games without him?
Right.
Mike Tomlin has been able to stay over 500 his whole career.
Well, yeah, but what's his last playoff win?
Okay. Well, we're talking about going through adversity. We're talking about going through adversity, making sure your team wins, and keeping your job. Wow. If Mike Tomlin was to get canned, he would easily get another NFL job. Bill Belichick now, I think he'd be better off as a defensive coordinator for UNC.
I mean, let's not go overboard and call Mike Tomlin a better coach than Bill Belichick. His last playoff win, I'll answer my own question, was 2016. He has not won a playoff game since 2016. Do you think that would fly here or most places?
Well, I mean,
Tomlin's not a bad coach. He's a young coach.
Bill hasn't won a playoff game since 2018.
Okay. I mean, great. But when Tomlin hasn't won a championship, if you want to go back there, since 2010.
How many championships do you think Tomlin wins if Tom Brady's his quarterback? How many of those games that Brady just...
He might have flipped a few.
Because Dick LeBeau, lack of an ability to change a single defensive play.
Would have beat Aaron Rodgers.
He would have beat Aaron Rodgers. That's right.
I would give you that one.
I mean, I'm not in Pittsburgh. I don't follow them closely. I used to follow the Steelers because that was always the Patriots' biggest rival. And I always trusted Bill Belichick more than Tomlin late in the game, I'll tell you that.
Of course. I covered Tomlin intimately for his first 10 years. half his locker room didn't trust him in his game day decisions. He's probably gotten better. I haven't been there recently.
Yeah.
He's not a bad coach. He would get another coaching job, absolutely. But Bill is old. Don't you think part of it is just people just don't – they know Bill is a full project and he doesn't have that much time left. Another texter pointed out, Bill once said he's not going to be coaching into his 70s like Marv Levy. There might not be just the faith that he will stick around long enough.
If he coaches 15 more years and averages like 9 to 10 wins, he'll be the winningest coach. He's got a 191.
Who, Tomlin?
Yeah.
I mean, but Reed's going to –
Well, right, but my guess is Tomlin will outlive Reed. Tomlin's son was at BC.
Yeah? Is he still there?
I think so.
Let's go to Frank and Sandwich. Hello, Frank.
Gentlemen, there's a take. I've been listening to Sports Talk Radio all over the place. Nobody's made. Maybe Belichick is just doing it for the money. He's 72 years old. Somebody's willing to pay him $50 million, 72 years old.
It's really 30.
If you looked at the planet Earth, if you looked at the planet Earth and picked every 72-year-old, how many have been offered a job that pays multiple millions of dollars? And he gets another close to equal amount to pay off all his cronies. So my question is, why wouldn't he take the job? The hell with the legacy. I'll take the money.
Because he can make $10 million a year doing media, and it's really a three-year, $30 million deal. The team, the university has the ability to opt out after 3 years.
Would it have been more embarrassing to test the NFL market this year and not get a job than taking North Carolina?
No. Taking North
Carolina. Just take whether it's $30 million or $50 million, it's substantial money, and he can still make that much money doing the media stuff.
No, he can't.
So it's just... Maybe, yeah, he's already on McAfee. He's still staying on Manning Cast. He'll still be doing other stuff to make money.
He'll be staying on the Manning Cast? I haven't seen that anywhere.
Why? Yeah, they just mentioned the fact that he's still going to be able to do the Manning Cast and the McAfee show even after. Okay,
but that's not $10 million.
He's
like
the coach.
That seems like a conflict of interest. Anyway, I don't see that happening. Maybe I'm wrong.
Here's what would have happened, and if I were advising Bill, not like he would ever listen to me. He didn't like looking at me. But
he looked at anybody.
If you're a free agent, as he is, and the season ends, wait for the playoffs. Because whatever jobs, his agent must have been told, even if we go in a different direction with the Eagles and they lose in the first round, you're not going to get a phone call.
That's why I have to agree with that.
Because if there's a 1% chance, there would be a drumbeat in these markets. Like Josh Allen loses before the AFC title game. McDermott I watched that game last week. Not exactly a pom-pom Bill guy. I'm sitting there, I'm like, get him to Buffalo. Because that idiot, I mean, and it was great because you're hearing Tom talk about all these idiot, you know. That the way they took that snap, if you missed it, Josh Allen's at first to go at the one.
Yeah.
There's a little over a minute left. They have all their timeouts left. They're down 9. So they need to score twice. So they try to sneak Allen in, which is not a smart thing, and they call a timeout. So now, even after they score, the Bills have to go for an onside kick, which has like a 5% success rate with the new kickoff rules.
Where they could have kicked off and used all three timeouts.
Or they could have just gotten and spiked the ball,
yeah.
Save 20 seconds, keep the timeouts. It's third down. You get one shot for a touchdown, and then you kick a field goal, and you kick it deep. You have the three timeouts to stop them. Like, it was like minor league dumb.
Well, as Boomer pointed out, it is good on Brady for realizing it in the moment, pointing it out. And those are the things, obviously, he and Bill knew, like, second nature. So that would have been not only Brady doing the right thing, but Bill.
But that's what I'm saying. So, like, when Tom was doing that, a lot of people heard Bill through Tom as a guy. And if you're in Buffalo or if you're in, you know, name the city that fails this offseason. I mean, the 49ers are in a bit of disarray. I don't know what they would do with Kyle Shanahan. But
Eagles, I don't know. If they don't win, let's say.
That's my number one destination. What if the Ravens go 1-done? Lamar Jackson falls to 2-5 in the playoffs. I mean, Harbaugh, there was the rumors earlier. I mean, I'm not saying that any of these jobs are likely to open up, but you're in the effing ACC with North Carolina.
It's just unbelievable.
It is shocking.
Let's say he coaches well there. Let's say he's Dion, and he gets a lot of attention for turning Carolina around. He'll get favorable press, and it'll mitigate the – like, in the moment, it looks bad. I could see it going fine. Like, you don't think he'll be a disaster there, right?
Oh, no. I mean, but
– I don't think he'll win a national championship. I don't think he'll make the tournament, but there he'll was be a great, good enough.
There was a great story in SI that I read. I think Mandel, Stuart Mandel wrote it, and it was about how we all get duped every time an NFL guy goes to college thinking that they will redo it. Like I said this on the Greg Hill Show yesterday, when Charlie Weiss was first at Notre Dame, it was he brought this revolutionary offense. Notre Dame was a pro offense. Brady Quinn, they won't be stopped. And they were. And Charlie Weiss became the most overpaid coach in college football history. And
great guest, though. I love him when he's on your show.
And he, you know, he was right. He said they all think it's them, Bill, Robert, and Tom. But he will definitely have success. It's just so laughable for me to say this is what he wanted. His best friend had the best job in all of college sports and willfully walked away.
If he had been offered an NFL job, is there any doubt he would have taken it and laughed at Kraft?
But
he would have had a story with Wickersham saying this is an FU to Robert Kraft.
Any possible, if he was at Alabama or at Ohio State, I have a different view of this. Not the same. I mean, it's not the same as the NFL, but it's basically a pro job. And what he wanted was no pressure, which is just sad.
Like, speaking of pro job, though, the fact that he gets $20 million in NIL money, is my math correct? Every player would make $200K? I mean, you have 100 guys on the team. I mean, you have a lot of money.
Every
to
guy would make $10K if you had 200.
It's $20 million. $20 million in NIL money.
Oh, you're right. So 10, right.
So it's like that is a these guys are professionals now. If you're divvying up $200,000 a player.
But doesn't he hate giving people money, which gives them power? Like, isn't that been his whole thing?
I mean, and I guess that's over one year. Do they get that for the every year they're there? Or,
right.
But these jobs are becoming pro. These are not student athletes anymore.
Did anybody ask him about Nick Saban and why he left and that why you'd be coming to a place that Saban ran away from?
Yeah, so in that sense, I do kind of think he's doing a job that's not viewed as being easy. He'll get some credit if he turns around a program that's not viewed as an elite, even in its own conference. You're laying it out that
it was such a great week for Robert Kraft. Oh, my God.
Sort of, but not really. Again, he's got to still look back at 2019 and say, what did I do?
You can say that, of course, but that's written. I mean, Tom's done. He's no longer playing.
But that dings his legacy for the rest of his life, and this is going to ding Bill's legacy, I think some. Not long, big picture.
And I know we say it, we talk about it like a super team. I'm not going to read. If you have that belief, that's fine. We can look at the over-under win totals. We can talk about that till we're blue in the face. We can agree that Tom went to a place where it was not a guarantee. He struggled early. The offense with Bruce Arians was not flexible
great,
early
great
on.
Coach, BA.
And then he won a Super Bowl, and then he got to the divisional round of the playoffs the next year with an unbelievable comeback almost going. He went 5-2 in the playoffs, won 50 games, and won a Super Bowl in his second year at the age of, 45, 44? He was second in MVP voting.
And shouldn't have even retired then.
So you look at it, and we all believed that Bill at the time was going to have the longer runway. Now he's heading to Chapel Hill.
Chapel Bill. Tim in Hanover on the phone. Hello, Tim.
Gentlemen, good morning.
How are you?
Hey, I just wanted to bring it up, man. Belichick, I said two things. Belichick, there was no way he was going there. And the second thing, I said Juan Soto. So I was right on one of them.
There you go.
Unfortunately, I would have never guessed Belichick was going. All right. Here's the deal. If I do a reference with Deion Sanders, Deion Sanders came and went to Colorado. He had some elite college players already in his pocket coming from elsewhere. So he had a head start on it. Belichick, I'm telling you, I don't think at least 3 years before he even has a chance to maybe make it to like a championship game or something. It's a lot of work, and I just don't think he's going to get it done that quickly. I think he'll be successful, like Curtis was saying, but any championships, like national championships, I don't think it's going to happen. Last thing I want to say, hopefully May. They give May. Just let him keep playing, man. I think he had a good year, and just get him the guys he needs for the future next year with the draft and going forward.
Thank you, Tim. And speaking of May, I do want to talk about his weapons. Can we talk about T. Higgins changing his agent and the Heisman Trophy winner? I want to do it next. You don't want to talk about the draft.
Trade out.
No, now don't mock this. You just admitted you were wrong about last year's draft. So this
I
is
was.
Why I want to double down on this year's draft.
Let's do it.
This is a big decision, and you have a chance to take Travis Hunter. He's going to win the Heisman tonight. We agree?
Yeah, and at 10, I want to ask you the question I asked yesterday.
Okay.
Which is, 2 years from now, who's more likely to have the job they currently hold, Gerard Mayo or Bill Belichick?
That's a rare good question by you.
We're back, Ken and Curtis, on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Curtis going Bon Voyage later this week, so that's sad. You got all your shopping done? Everything ready to go?
Everything ready to go. No more Ken and Curtis, but we'll be back in the new year, and we'll be back at Fenway Park.
Fenway Fest, January 11th. We'll talk about the Sox coming up here. Bradfield and I will be here next Saturday, by the way. Some of us work. Some of us will keep working through the holidays.
I think it's great, and Rob is doing a great job. I just would love to know the off-season plans, should they not make a big free agent acquisition.
Have they not done so?
Free agent acquisition.
Well, it's free agency. They've made an acquisition.
Right. So I just said if they do a free agent acquisition.
I want to get to the draft, but quick, Zach, our producer, has fact-checked our caller. And Zach, what did you find out about Bill?
Yeah, this one comes from Andrew Carter of the News and Observer down in Raleigh. After talking with UNC AD Bubba Cunningham, Belichick will continue his regular appearances on McAfee and Manning Cast. Very high visibility for UNC football, especially among a younger male audience.
Yeah, wow. that to me
is... that going
to
end when the season starts?
That to me is, this is all a big chance. He's rolling the dice to try and get back in the NFL through this, Ray.
So would your opinion change if in a year from now he takes an NFL job? Would you then say, okay, our bet is back on?
No, I mean, the rest of the NFL feels the way I do, is the way I would just simply put it. Tom winning ended Kraft's Hall of Fame candidacy, and it ended Belichick's coaching career.
They think he lost it. They must look at the last 3 or 4 years here like we do and say, what happened? He lost his fastball. He's not what he was.
But he's, you know, at the end, a lot of leaders start talking to themselves. It's true. Read any book.
When you say that?
Well, I mean, read any book about, you know, from Nixon to Churchill.
It is lonely in the corner office, let me tell you. Sometimes you do just start talking to yourself.
Right. Well, we've had some shows here that sounded like we were just talking to ourselves. and when you want absolute power, yeah, and you're walking... like, Bill Belichick walks in saying, I coached LT, and they're like, yeah, you just went 4-13. What happened? And it doesn't, I mean, it just doesn't, there's zero hubris from the guy. There's zero acceptance, humility, saying, yeah, it didn't work out.
He's had some humility. The fact that he's gone into the media and schlepped around there, that to me is showing some humility.
Okay,
that he
needs to do
something.
One thing he controls with Pat McAfee?
His questions?
Chiron, where it says 8-time Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, well.
I've coached the best players. Like, if Tom Brady was never born, you're not on.
What do you think Bill thinks about McAfee? Like, if you had said, hey, Bill, a couple years ago, you're going to go on with Pat McAfee every day for an hour, he would have been like, there's no, get out of here, you know?
Right.
So he has humbled himself.
Well, he loathes the media, but they pay him well, so he'll do it. He gets the opportunity. It's a package deal, by the way, because guess who else is on McAfee every week? Lombardi.
Oh, yeah. He's got a lot of guys on.
Right. So it's like, you know, Bill goes on and Lombardi clears the, you know, the poop off the ground. I mean, what a pathetic existence for Mike Lombardi.
When is the announcement that the next wave is coming? Oh. Patricia, Judge.
Right.
It's going to be a great week for you. Now, 603 texter. Curtis, you're not wrong about Marvin Harrison Jr. If you watch Arizona games, he's always open. Kyler Murray can't get on the ball for some reason unless it's in the end zone. If they had a competent quarterback, he'd look like Jamar Chase. So this, I want to get a little draft talk in here. You agree the Patriots of the present, right decision with Drake May. I think everybody would admit that.
Right.
And you were wrong. You wanted the wide receiver.
Correct.
So here we are again, 3-win team. 4 games left. They might win one of these last 4, right, if they're lucky or fortunate.
It would likely be tomorrow.
They're going to have probably the 3rd pick in the draft. 3rd, 4th, 5th, somewhere there. They will have a shot at the top receiver. The top receiver is going to win the Heisman Trophy tonight. Travis Hunter from Colorado.
Right.
He's 6'1", 185 pounds. He plays both ways. Plays for Dion. Plays street ball with Shedeur Sanders a lot of the time. But he is impressive. His stats this year, 92 catches, 1,100 yards, 14 touchdowns, and he plays defense. 4 picks, can be a number one corner potentially in the league. Should they take him? Plain and simple.
No.
I am terrified of it as well. I mean, I think they probably should take a shot.
Three is the new number one for this draft. and I can't believe we're doing it, but it is the number one pick.
Doesn't it feel good? I love draft talk.
We went a generation without
it. Let's get Shyam on for the crossover. We'll do some as well.
The first two picks will be Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward.
Right.
Likely today. That obviously could change. So the first non-quarterback as of December 14th, 2024,
yep,
will be Travis Hunter. Or
at what position?
Number three. Oh, as a cornerback.
As a corner, not a receiver.
That's what I mean, that's what people who know this better than I.
So there's a lengthy article about this at ESPN. A lot of scouts weighing in. Here's one AFC South scout. Unique prospect, really good at both. He can be a good wide receiver immediately. Not a true number one, but a good number two all day. With his work ethic, if he wants to, he could be great. Others saying he's too slight and slender to play corner. He's going to get beat up in the NFL. They should make him a receiver. Receiver matters more in the NFL these days. It's going to make more money. He's going to want to play there. He's going to be a wide receiver. And he'll be a wide receiver, too, that has the potential to become a wide receiver one.
So why would you use the third pick on that?
Well, I guess he's got the potential.
Yeah, then, no. This team is not in any position to do anything but take a tackle, someone that you just know. What you do is, if I were running the Patriots, I would trade out. I would use the first-round pick that we get from the team we trade with later in the first round on a tackle, and I would use the other first-round pick you would get from a future draft on a wide receiver.
So I watched 10 minutes of Travis Hunter highlights this morning.
Gosh.
Well prepped. They throw him wide receiver screens against Kansas and these teams that are awful, and he just zips around eight people and goes to the end zone.
What do you think Van Pelt thinks of him?
He might not know he plays offense. But if you pair him with Drake, who has a little bit of the Shedeur Sanders street ball at times, they could be impressive. So isn't that tantalizing enough that you need playmakers? You need Travis Hunter.
So here's what the Patriots will benefit from: the fact that the Chiefs and the Bills have either stayed the same or gotten better after offloading top tier receivers, where you have Steph Diggs in Houston and you have Tyreek Hill in Miami. And the Chiefs have won two Super Bowls since that trade, and the Bills, Josh Allen is likely the MVP of the NFL right now. So if you have a great player at the receiver position on your team and you are on the cusp and you need help elsewhere, it is not out of the realm of possibility to consider making that move. The Patriots today would still maybe have Mac Jones if, instead of drafting Cole Strange, they use that pick to be the main part of a deal for Tyreek Hill instead of giving their pick to the Chiefs for Trent McDuffie.
I'm excited to see Cole play tomorrow. I don't know about you.
Is
he a road grader?
So it could be Jamar Chase. It could be, who knows? But there will be a guy out there that they can acquire via trade. I want them to take a tackle.
And they tried to get Calvin Ridley. So there is some evidence.
We got to start working on the girlfriend.
Interest Kings, the Patriots. And by the way, T. Higgins has now changed his agent to be represented by Rocky Arsenault, the same agent that Jamar Chase has.
I can't wait.
So there we go. Offseason has started, baby.
Are we going to do a show from the Nasty Natty?
Yeah, I'd like to be in Kentucky, personally, right across the river. That's my preferred.
There was a place I went to when I went out there looking at schools called The Precinct. I think it was the Collinsworth Steakhouse. It was awesome.
We always used to go to the Brass Mule, which was right near the Brass Ass, right across the river from Cincinnati. That was the place to go in Covington, Kentucky.
I think there was a scene about that in the Green Book.
I think there was. All right, I got my draft talk in. I think it's a fair question. Something to consider while you're watching Heisman tonight. Is this the guy? Or, to your plan, trade back?
Trade back.
You're a trade back guy. December 14th.
And I have a question for the audience about Gerard Mayo and Bill Belichick.
So lay it on me now, because you teased it already. So let's get it out here.
2 years from today, so December of 2026, we're knee-deep in a Trump presidency. The Boston Globe has a fake front page on it that will all be wrong. But who is more likely to be in the job they currently hold? Bill Belichick, head coach, North Carolina football, or Gerard Mayo, head coach, New England Patriots?
Now, you could even do 1 year, who's more likely, but you're going two.
Okay, we could do 1 year, 2 years. Who is likely to, from this point forward, to hold the job they currently hold longer?
I am going to answer Mayo. I'm going to answer Mayo, because I think Bill, with that exit $1 million buyout, is eyeing the NFL for his entire tenure down there, because Shula, it's going to still bug him. He might think he wants to go to college, dream job, all that. He's going to want to get back to the NFL to beat Shula's record. That's going to be his final work. Mayo, there's a chance he gets you agree he's not getting fired at the end of this season. That's done.
I would not say. I mean, Bill Belichick's in North Carolina. I crazier things have happened, but I would put it at about a 5% chance that he's fired.
So Kraft is going to want to stick by his man, who he spent 5 years, you know, coveting and planning to be the guy. He's going to give him a shot.
But the only caveat is that there is the potential that there is a elegant conclusion to this.
Maybe, but also Drake May is going to get better, and he's going to get him some wins, whether he's a great coach or just an average coach.
If you're Robert Kraft, knowing everything we know about how Gerard Mayo was this guy, about him waxing poetic, about finding him 5 years ago as the successor to Bill Belichick, and Ben Johnson says, I want the job.
Yeah, he's not going to say that. He wants money in Chicago.
Okay, but let's just work with me here.
I'm voting Mayo. Mayo's my vote. Who's your vote? 2 years, Mayo's still here. Bill's gone.
I think Bill's longer in North Carolina.
Okay, we disagree. I want your thoughts. 617-779-7937. More into that next.